You know, we can't afford to ignore the instant nature of our society today. We are living in an instant society. We are living in an instant community where we want everything to be easy, where we want everything to be comfortable and obviously convenient. So this aspect of our society is something that can be appreciated. But I'm gonna flip this side of our society and bring out a different aspect to the instant nature of our society. But it's not to say we can't appreciate the instant nature of our society today. The interesting spectrum to this is that we find people that if we are faced with some work to do, you know, we want to complain about it. You know, this is too hard for me to do. Is there an easier way we can get this done? You know what I'm saying? Is there a faster way we can get this done? Is it possible for us to, you know, make it this easier and whatnot? So all these thoughts are coming from the from our present nature of our society today. Like I said, we are living in an instant society. So now if you go to the mall, you don't have to climb the stairs. If you go this government offices, you don't have to climb the stairs and complain. You've got escalators, of course. We've got elevators now. So life has been made easy. You know, a lot of changes, a lot to mention, actually. So these changes that have come to our convenience have made us to become addicted to what we can call ease and comfort, you know. So because society affords us these privileges of having it easy, you know, of having it real fast, you know what I'm saying, microwave fast kind of, we have been made to be a people, or we have become a people that are addicted to what is comfortable. So every time you encounter a situation that stretches you, you don't want to appreciate that, but you want to snap out of that moment as soon as you can, because you prefer comfort to, you know, something that seems like it's stretching you. But the truth really is that there is a lot of greatness that comes from moments of discomfort. The push button, and there you have it, is good, but that builds an addiction to ease, that builds an addiction to comfort. So the sad truth about all these conveniences that are quite too many to mention is that although they seem like they are making life easy, although they seem like they are making society better, they're actually working against a lot of people. They're actually working against a lot of us in so many ways, because then we have people that are seeking for an easy way out, you know, when taking a mold. So we have people that are seeking for an easy way out, and people are afraid to embrace the hard work. You know, they're afraid to embrace the discomfort. But the truth really is, nothing beautiful ever comes from comfort zones. Nothing beautiful ever comes from comfortable spaces. So it's also key to establish here that there will never be an obstacle that you are going to ever face in your life that God won't be aware of. So on your journey to becoming, things may become quite difficult, hard. You might face challenges, you know, circumstances that might break you. But you want to remember that even though the world prefers the easy road, by design, God did not build you and me. God did not build you and me for comfort. By design, we are capable to face adversity. We are strong people. We are great people. Whether we know it or not, we are designed and equipped for adversity, not for the comfortable, not for comfortable zones. And you will find that most times, the best will only come out of you when you face these hard times and when you face them head on and when you experience the strength. And in most times, you're going to find that the best actually comes out of you when you face these hard times, hard situations. And you experience such amazing joy and strength when you overcome them.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.